So I think we've established, Richard believes that there is an effect by the moon most strongly, and then by the planets to a lesser or different degree. And so I wonder, Richard, whether you think that is it too simplistic to say that free will does trump what the planets otherwise might have in store for you, or bends it a little or something, but doesn't eliminate it.
Right, it doesn't eliminate it. And I think that thinking in terms of the one trumping the other, that reflects more looking at it as a zero-sum game. In other words, as if the planets are affecting us. By the way, when I say planets affecting us, I don't believe that the planets have a causal relationship to, you know, our experience. I think rather they are more like signs. In the same way with a clock, the clock doesn't make it. When the hands of the clock are at the place where it says it's 11:30, the clock is not causing it to be 11:30. It's reflecting the fact that it's 11:30.
Right.
And it's the same way with the planets. The planets seem to be. I think it's more. That's a kind of outmoded way of looking at it, that the planets are causing the patterns of human experience that we notice coincide with the planetary movements. Rather, they, I believe, are signs of them. They are symbols of what's happening. Now, to think in terms of the planets, the planetary influences, let's call them, I think the influences are coming from a kind of archetypal level of the deep consciousness and unconscious, what Jung called the collective unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Art, when you say, does free will trump the planets?
Yes.
I think that presumes that it's one or the other, or it's a kind of wrestling match between them. But if one instead looks upon these archetypal forces, to use a Jungian frame of reference, it's more like the human being can play a more or less conscious role in participating in how they are expressed.
Well, let me drag it down probably a little bit by saying this. I'm a Gemini, Richard. And I've read several good books that describe the general traits and personality aspects that can be expected of a Gemini. And I must say that the general truths listed for a Gemini, traits and so forth, seem incredibly convincing. In other words, when I read my sun sign characteristics, it nails me to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does seem like a strong force. I mean, it seems like a strong, established truth of some kind.
That's
it doesn't
right,
mean
no.
It doesn't dictate any specific behavior at any specific time, but
right.
Darn, it seems real.
Yes. No, I'm not in any way doubting its reality. What I'm rather saying, see, I think where the resistance, and I think it's a healthy resistance, to astrology as being deterministic, doesn't come from something like that, where you recognize, you know, certain, you know, personality characteristics and the fact that you're a Gemini. Rather, it comes from a sense that I have no choice in how I'm going to express, in this case, let's say, that the range of ways in which a Gemini could express itself. Let me. I happen to look up your birth chart, since your birth date is on the.
Did you now?
Yeah, it was on the internet on the Wikipedia, and
well, I'll be darned.
And so, in looking at that, I was able to see that your Sun and Mercury, which are in conjunction in Gemini,
you've got it,
which has to be probably the position that is most at home with being able to speak for several hours an evening before millions of people.
Yes,
but in addition. Those both the Sun and Mercury are in a conjunction, a triple conjunction in your chart with the planet Uranus. It's a few degrees over to the side, but the three of them are all together in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the most powerful set of correlations in all our evidence in these years that we've been studying this. It shows that the planet Uranus seems to be correlated with a principle of freedom, of rebelliousness, restlessness, a certain almost sometimes even a kind of brilliance of innovation, a desire to break out of orthodoxies of any kind. And when
that's me.
Well, when a person has a sun Uranus conjunction just by itself, this tends to be a real rebel, you know, from the and it can express itself anywhere from being a juvenile delinquent to being a rebellious scientist like Galileo, who also had the sun Uranus.
Yeah. So, yes. Well, anyway, look, these things do seem to be, I guess, it's self-evident. I'll say self-evident. I cop to everything just about that it says about a Gemini. So that seems, on the face of it, Richard, to be an incredibly strong force. Now, maybe we can modify our behavior at the macro or even micro level, but at the end of the day, it kind of nails you down. That is to say, where the planets and everything were at the moment or the instant of your birth, it seems to be an extremely powerful force.